Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, this is Chris Shank, the education guy at the Painting and Decorating Contractors of America. PDCA provides painting contractors with the training and networking they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pdca.org. On this episode of Paint Ed, we have Lisa Galavotti-Ray with us. Lisa is the color marketing coordinator for Valspar Pro Solutions with Valspar. Hey, welcome Lisa to Paint Ed.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you're in color marketing, and that sounds really cool, I think, to a lot of people. What does that mean to be in color marketing anywhere?
Well, I help customers plan their color stories for their commercial projects. I'm on the pro side. So I assist home builders, property management companies, and the like.
You did a presentation for us recently where you got to demonstrate your expertise in a webinar you did for us called Color Psychology, and that is now one of PDCA's basic trainings. We want everybody coming into PDCA to hear that, because you talked a lot about using the color wheel and what colors complement each other. And then you got a little bit into, and people were asking questions, but you got a little bit into what colors are the hot colors of the season and throughout the year. And so I thought, I want to get you on to do a conversation on Paint Ed about just that. What are the hot colors for 2016-17? How do you use that? What are the palettes?
Okay.
I've exhausted my knowledge now. I've used all the buzzwords I know. So now I'm just going to flat out just ask you some questions that you know best. So what are the hot color palettes for 2016-2017 that our painters should know about?
Okay, well, Valspar does it a little bit differently. We actually, my counterpart, Sue Kim, works on this throughout the year. We do something called color story. So our current 2016 trends cover about 18 months. They will overlap into the 2017 emerging trends. Around fall, Sue will introduce our newest trends for 2017. We currently have four color story palettes for 2016. You can view them on our website and also at askval.com. Our four palettes are Simply Perfect, You Do You, Comfort Zone, and Good Company. And I'll start with Simply Perfect. Simply Perfect is all about the luxury of less. These are what you're seeing currently, the minimalist grays. They can provide a cool by upping its sophistication while keeping the style simple. Muted grays, lighter muted browns, and subdued blacks and blues. Our You Do Bold is, it's bold, it's independent, it's tree-spirited. These are very bold colors. They're tropical, they're floral, they're citrus. They make a room pop. Examples of these colors are your tropical greens, your spicy warm mustard, your leafy greens, and your turquoise blues. Comfort Zone colors are muted mid-tones to give you a peaceful color. The palette steps away from the over-caffeinated workspace and allows for moments of mindfulness and relaxation. So think yoga, a cup of relaxing tea, and these colors align with the Pantone color of the year, soft pastel greens and the coral pinks, and the gray neutral base, the softer colors. And then Good Company, these are our traditional colors that you see time and again, midnight blues and emerald greens with a darker spicy mustard and a clay red. So those are our trends that we're currently seeing. And like I said, we call these our color stories.
That's interesting. I love that you use that word story, and sometimes I use palette, but I think story is much more,
mm-hmm.
all of that is so tasteful. So when you say story, mm-hmm. it's kind of connecting, and it sounds like with personalizing
exactly.
the color palettes to people and knowing that it's kind of part of our social narrative, maybe, what's going on
mm-hmm.
inside, what is the kind of spirit of the times and things like that. You think is that why that word story is employed there?
Right, and that's what we do for that. The consumer can identify with a specific color story and see where they fit and where their lifestyle fits within those color trends and what mostly speaks to them. But obviously people don't change their color palettes in their house every year to fit the trend. What we suggest is grab something out of those trends, maybe take that color and pop it on a pillow, or if you're going to do new bedding or new curtains, or just paint an accent wall. You don't have to trend change your house every year.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't usually think like that. I'm sure a lot of our contractors do. But mm-hmm. how closely do you follow the trends? What parts do you take out? So you're talking about using some of that as accents, not necessarily. Because, I mean, I'm mm-hmm. thinking of my own house at home, and, you know, everybody probably goes through this. We're like, oh, my gosh. And maybe it's, I don't want to say it's like the guys, because I'm sure the roles switch all the time. I'm just saying, as who I am. I'm like, man, I don't want to paint again. How can we make any little?
Right.
So I'm loving this whole idea of like, oh, just change the pillow. Just so
right.
I'm sure that's going to go over really well when I tell my wife that. No, but that's cool. I like knowing that there's some sort of system, some way to slowly transition some of that stuff. So that's a little bit how, okay, so you're telling me that it's a balance between recognizing a trend and helping and people personalizing that for their own taste. How do you guys, by the way, get a hold of that information? Is it just marketing surveys and things like that?
Well, yeah, we use some trend companies and marketing surveys, and they help us forecast what's emerging in the marketplace, home goods and fashion. Those are where we look to also. And
gotcha.
Then there's color marketing groups and color design groups that we're a part of. And there's just tons of discussion going on constantly about what trends are emerging.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. And you guys are privy to all that, which I'm not, again, betraying my ignorance here. How do painting contractors use that information? It's nice to know what's their, when they use it for like customer service or they're using it for estimate.
Mm-hmm.
What's their best way to use that to get more business and to give better customer service?
Well, consumers will often have low confidence in choosing colors for their project. It's hard. It's a big decision to decide what you're going to paint your house. I mean, I recently just purchased a home, and I went through the decision process of what am I going to paint my house? And it can be agonizing, and it can be troubling if it's something you're not comfortable with. So, you know, color interpretation, it's very subjective. It's very personal to the individual, and it can also be regional based on geography and architecture and the time period of a property. So with the painting contractor having a bit of knowledge about it, it can help their client be assured of what they're going to be painting their home. And the different tools out there, which we can get into, we have a tool that we just developed called AskVal.com, and it's our newly launched digital color site. And this is helpful because the painting contractor can direct their client to go onto this site, and they can have online color consultations. They can take colors from a Pinterest picture and say, I like these colors, and it will give them the closest match in our fan deck. They can take a color quiz to see what their color story is. So those are great tools.
Cool. So you can find out your color story, huh?
Your color story, right.
I love that.
What colors you lean towards.
Yeah, we all take those little, I've seen these. How many times I've seen on Facebook, what Disney princess are you? So this is Valspar's version of what Disney princess are you? And tell me again what that website name is.
It's AskVal.com, and it just launched. And you can also on that website download color chips, and you can also order color chips free of charge.
Oh, cool. And is the whole thing free of charge?
Yeah.
Great.
The color consultations are free of charge. And then on the on the commercial side, that would be more on the consumer side for Sue Kim. She would be the counterpart that heads that up. On the larger commercial projects, that would be me, and we would want them to go to valsparprosolutions.com. And from there, they can fill out a contact us email, and that would have them link up to one of our Valspar Pro representatives, and they would go out and spec the project. And from there, they would contact me if they needed a color assistant or color rendering.
Oh, okay, cool. So you're
client webinars.
Mm-hmm. So do you say client webinars?
Yes, we do. Actually, for our larger commercial clients, we do online color consultations where I actually have the photo prepared and then I change the colors in live time by
wow.
their direction, what they would like to see.
That's great. Cool. So you can have some real professionals on the job that is your job is not just doing all those other things plus color consultation. That is what you mm-hmm. do. You know psychology of
yep.
color. So that's kind of neat to have somebody dedicated to that. Okay, well, cool. Anything else going on in the color world that we need to know about?
No, it's an exciting time. Color is exploding. And Sue Kim and I, my counterpart, we were speaking yesterday, and we were saying how, just talking about technology a bit, and we were saying how technology is almost becoming part of the everyday, where in the colors in housewares are becoming more muted. So technology stays in the background. It just becomes a part of our everyday life. Mm. And how even our cell phones and some of our televisions, they're becoming more muted in some of the colors we're seeing. So it's just part of the everyday life. It's there to assist but not to stand out. It's just aesthetically pleasing. So that was just an interesting tidbit that we were discussing yesterday. We talk monthly and go over what we see coming up in the trends.
That's cool. It's so important. It's important for our contractors to know. Well, thanks so much for your time. I think this stuff adds a lot to the repertoire of what our contractors are bringing out to their customers, and I'm sure it helps in the estimating process. So, Lisa, if people want to know more, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me at color@valspar.com.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us on Paint Ed.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting and Decorating Contractors of America. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PDCA, visit pdca.org. We'll see you next time.
So this is Valspar's version of what Disney princess are you?